Okay, let me set the stage for this. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about what happens when you're doing something that's really important to you and you want to share it with somebody and you feel that resistance or that hesitation. What does that mean? And particularly if you want to invite someone to church or some other kind of thing that you're doing that's important and you want to invite somebody in. And you feel some hesitation about that because it's very, very important to you. And usually the more important it is, the more resistance or hesitation you might feel within yourself. And we've been looking at the fact that that resistance is the place that the Spirit of God will reach out to you and do things. There's something coming to the surface that God wants to transform within you. And we've seen a few of those things. And I have been thinking about that. And it, to some degree, that can feel a bit negative. And, you know, well, here I am resisting again, so God's got to deal with me. So I want to go just all positive today. So we're not going to bring out what we might be, we'll do that, we'll pick it up next week, of course, but no resistance today. Just some positive things about the character of God. Okay, so that's what we've been looking at. And we are going to be fairly positive, but we do need your prayer support for this particular section of the sermon. Yeah. See, if you all have been here Friday morning, I tell you what, I'm going to set this up for you while this warms up and while you are praying for this piece of this device right here. This video that I pray I can show you, God willing, I can show. It may come to that. Yeah, this is from the 1992 Olympics, Summer Olympics in Barcelona, and this is Derek Redmond, who was running for Britain, and was favored to win this event. And he had been running for a few years. It was not his first Olympics. He had not won, and he was way ahead of everyone else in the qualifying times and so forth. And they almost didn't have to run the race. He was just going to win, and that's how it was until this happened. Okay, we're going to go one more time. There he goes. Okay, there, you see that there? This is the day he trained for, high point of his life. Watch this. That's his father. All right.
Wow, that's amazing, that the reflection of the candle in the corner.
Yeah. Hold that way. This, I think, this incident reflects what I would think is a very accurate picture of God. And I wanted to underline that today on Father's Day. Because it's what the scripture points to. And some people have had a difficult relationship with their fathers. Others have had a wonderful relationship with their fathers. Some wonderful fathers right here in this room right now. You may know people who have had difficulty. Or whatever it may be. Or even the most wonderful father will get tired. Or someone who's even emotionally or even kind of friendly can still be absent, emotionally absent. All kinds of things can go on. What that does is it colors our picture of God, particularly the one we call Father. You and I, however, if we're mindful, if we look, if we're kind of attentive to it, we'll find that we're running along in our lives and we're pursuing the thing that's on our heart. Even if it's not our living or we have to do it as an extra thing, we're just running after it. And we become disabled or unable or we trip or something breaks and we can't go on. And we still want to do it. We still get up and try to do it. This is what happens. God, our Father, comes beside you and runs with you to the finish. The dream that He created within you before there was time, He will bring it to completion. He says, I'm watching over my word to perform it. And what He will do is come beside you like this and bring you to the end, get you whatever you need. And part of what you and I need is to hear Him say, you are my child and I am well pleased with you. Nothing changes that. If you can't fulfill the dream on your heart on your own, if you can't do what God has asked you to do on your own, that doesn't change what goes on in God's heart towards you one bit. He still comes by, right by your side, and lifts you up and takes you to the place that He's created you to be. If you stumble and you fall, He's with you. If you try something and it doesn't work, He's with you. If you are lost and completely alone, He's with you. If you can't stand the thought of trying again, He's with you. If you tried to do something, make something right, tried to follow Him, and you have fallen, He's with you. If you are in pain this morning, right now, over something that goes on in your life, or something that won't go away, or it's always there. He is with you. He is the Father who will never let you go, never demean you, never be disappointed in you, never be absent from you, never be too tired for you. He will always, always be right there, bringing you to the place He's created you to be. And what He's doing right now is drawing you closer so that you can be with Him. You know, that wonderful gospel reading today, the alabaster jar and the woman washing Jesus' feet, and then He's out expanding the kingdom. The key two words in that entire gospel reading that struck me was this: with Him. The 12 were with Him, as were these women. Some of them who, you know, were in deep trouble. And then that verse finishes, and many others were with him. That many others includes us. He wants you and I to be with him. And the way that he does that, the way that he opens that door and draws you and me to himself is calling you by name. Right now, at this moment, this morning, he's calling you by name. And when he calls your name, he says this, I will never leave you and never forsake you. Ever. He says, you are mine. And you will always be mine. When Paul wrote, nothing will separate you from the love of Christ, that's a big part of what it means. There will be no separation. He will always be there with you. And what we can do is let him carry us over these next steps while you receive the life or the healing or the mercy or whatever it may be that he has for you, that he's giving you. It's just a matter of receiving the life that the Father is pouring upon you right at this moment and every moment. That's important for our individual lives, and it's the way on in the Christian life, and it's how to be with him, is to receive what he is giving. I want to point out that it's also true for St. Francis. He calls St. Francis this morning and every morning by name. And he says, St. Francis Episcopal Church, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always. It wasn't too long ago that many of us kind of felt abandoned. You know, that'll happen in our system. The pastor leaves, the priest goes, and you think, well, it's over, isn't it? And it's tempting to feel that way. And there's some truth to that. You know, things are different. Some people have left, whatever. The priest is gone. And today he calls us to new life. And part of that new life is saying, I was always with you. I had never left you, and I will never leave you. I am with you now, and that will always be the case. And I have drawn this church into existence for a purpose that is beyond what you can imagine. And part of it is to show people how I am with you and you can be with me and we can be together. And in that particular way, we grow stronger together in a manner that we were created to be. Every purpose that is present in this room, the reason every person was created, can come to fulfillment because he is with us. He is the Father that never lets us go. Now, all of this doesn't come because of the arrival of a new priest, i.e. me. No, that's not it, because I'm telling you right now, I get tired. I forget things. I need to be checked, as some of you know. I've called some of you and said, do you know where I am? I don't, because right? I don't, right? Things like that. It doesn't have really all that much to do with whether there's a new priest or a new influx of ideas or a new this or a new that. It always comes by the voice of God saying, St. Francis, I am with you always. I am always well pleased with you. Come and take the next step. And when the voice of God says, come and take the next step, it creates the ability to take the next step. That's where it comes from. Not from a priest or a bishop or an archbishop or all the company in heaven, whatever. It's from the voice of God creating that capacity. What God is doing right now is he is walking beside us as a congregation, as well as individuals, and taking us to the finish line, taking us to the place that he has desired for us to be. and he's pouring that life into us. And that's what it is to be with Jesus. That's the way that Jesus builds the church. And that's what he does. He builds the church. We don't particularly. He does. In fact, he told Peter, as you may recall, I will build my church. Now he'll use us to do it, direct us, be with us. If we fall, make a mistake, whatever it may be, he will come right beside us, pick us up, and bring us to the finish line. However he chooses to do that. But he will be building us together so that we will be the ones who fulfill the purpose for which he created this congregation, at least in this season. And it'll all come from him. And what that comes from is each one of us being attentive to his voice when he says, you are my child, and in you I am well pleased. Now for you this morning, there may be something in particular that the Lord is saying about that. I mean, it's generally, he will tell you all the time, well, you are my child. I will always be with you. But this morning, there may be something specific for you. So what I want to do is spend just a moment silently before God and see if we can grab hold of that, see if you can get that in your life. And then once that starts forming, however it forms for you, then you take the next step, which is, well, what would you like me to do about that? You knew that already, I know, but that would be an important next step. So let's take a moment before the Lord just silently, and if you would turn your heart to him, turn your inner ears to him and see what he may tell you. Come, Lord Jesus. Say what you desire. Some of you were quite touched when you saw on the video Derek Ribbon's father coming out and just taking him across the finish line. And that touched you for a reason. And that is that Jesus has the same thing for you in some way. In whatever way that may be, he's begun to speak to you about it. He's begun to form a next step for you in your life about that. Maybe a next number of steps this morning. But that touch was the touch of the Spirit of God taking you to the next place. So for the rest of our time together, if you would, just in whatever way it rolls around within your heart, just tell God, I want to take that step. I want to take that step. It hurts. I have trouble. I don't know what to do, but I'll lean on you and follow in your steps. Let's stand and confess our faith.